How to help others reach their potential. 1. What is your underlying desire in life? Is it self-fulfillment or self-development? Are your efforts designed to make you feel good or to make you be your best? Is your goal to be successful or to achieve significance? Are you trying to achieve so you can feel happy? Or are you trying to put yourself in a place to help others win? These distinctions may seem subtle, but they really make a difference. Trying to feel fulfilled brings a never-ending restlessness because you will never be completely satisfied. Trying to develop yourself is a never-ending journey and will always inspire you because every bit of progress is a victory. Yet there will always be new challenges to excite and inspire you. 2. Make sure that no person owns you. Make a list of the key people in your life. Now think about each relationship and determine if you are mostly the giver, you are mostly the taker, or the relationship is even. If you are primarily the taker, then you need to make adjustments so the other person doesn't have power over you. Make the effort to outgive the people in your life without keeping score. You can do this not only with your family and friends, but even with your employer. Make an effort to give more work than your organization pays you for. Not only will the people you work for and with value you, but you will add value to them. And if you have an opportunity to move on to bigger and better things, you will be able to do so knowing that you have always given your best. 3. I have one final application exercise for you in this book, and that is to put people first in your life. Write down your top 3 to 7 goals and dreams. Now write down the names of the most important people in your life. Be honest with yourself. Which comes first, the people or your goals and dreams? Make the decision to put others ahead of your own agenda. Put your family ahead of your own desires. Put the development of people at the workplace ahead of your own advancement. Serve others instead of yourself. Commit to it and then invite others in your life to hold you accountable. And remember, sometimes the seeds you sow take a long time to grow, but there always is a harvest. This has been a Hachette Audio production of How Successful People Grow, 15 Ways to Get Ahead in Life, written by John C. Maxwell. Read by Chris Sorensen. Produced and directed by Audio Media Production. How Successful People Grow is also available in print and digital formats from Center Street, a division of Hachette Book Group. Text copyright 2014 by John C. Maxwell. Audio production copyright 2014, Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. In accordance with the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, the duplicating, uploading, and electronic sharing of any part of this audiobook without the permission of the publisher constitutes unlawful piracy and theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like to use material from the audiobook other than for review purposes, prior written permission must be obtained by contacting the publisher at permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.